Our next report comes from Virginia, and Zaya is our reporter.
Hello, my name is Zaya Blair, and I am reporting from my class, Ms. Bauman's fifth grade classroom in Virginia, Minnesota. This is our Roosevelt Elementary School phonology for today, March 17th, 2020. Jack saw five deer running across the road. Finn saw two deer and a doe and a fawn running across the road. Izzy saw 12 deer when she was snowmobiling. Delia saw a bird eating a piece of bread and a chip on the side of the road. She also saw three bald eagles circling her house. She thinks they were looking for food. Akilah saw deer in her yard. They were eating plants. Ty saw a white rabbit running behind a tree, and then it jumped into his neighbor's yard. Two of our fifth graders from last year stopped by and told us some animals that they saw. Miley saw deer eating corn in her backyard, and Kira saw rabbits eating in her yard before school. We have been examining some very warm days as well as cool days. We even got about 2 inches of snow today. That is our report for this week. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you, Zaya. That comes from Virginia. And bald eagle flying around. You know, three bald eagles over your house? It could be food. It could be migration. The eagles are definitely moving into the area. And I'll have more to say about eagles come phenology show in another half an hour or thereabouts. Also, snowshoe hare. I don't see many of those down in the Grand Rapids area anymore. Used to be a few around, but darn few now. Mostly cottontail rabbits here, and lots of reports of deer. And I think part of that is the deer have, with the melting snow and with that crust, the deer are able to get out and move around a little bit more and are kind of maybe abandoning some of their winter areas and getting ready to explore and look for food along the edges of roads and so forth. So keep your eye out, especially if you're driving this morning. There's still a lot of deer moving around.